Galnet News Digest, 2nd of April 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, there's a couple of days left to help Achilles create their new Titan drive. We're still more than a week away from the inevitable destruction of Titan Oya, and it's probably 3 months before we get to see what's happening with Power Play.
It'll be another week before Titan Oya becomes vulnerable to attack, but Tyrannus and Legong are both now sources of the Titan drive components that Achilles Corporation is collecting, so it can make a rival to the Sirius frameshift drive. The good news for commanders who don't like having to use caustic sink launchers is that Tyrannus is no longer surrounded by a toxic cloud. Anyone can now visit it in relative safety and scoop up all the lovely alien goodies, although they might soon regret it if they've forgotten to bring an anti-corrosion cargo rack. It's a lot brighter there now too, with a better view. But it is important to be wary of both the occasional Thargoid and human pirates who might want all those tasty Thargoid hearts you've just scooped. Titan Legong may now be visited with caution. There is still a caustic cloud surrounding it, and more Thargoids than are left at Tyrannus. Unfortunately, there are very few Titan drive components at either wrecked Titan. The majority of commanders have delivered just one to Achilles at Block Station in Ethgrisi. Those who have collected two get catapulted straight into the top 50%, and you only need to turn in 6 to be in the top 10%. Even fewer commanders have stopped to appreciate the beauty of this strange alien technology. Despite still having fewer than 12,000 of the components, Achilles is confident that it will be able to complete the development work on its new drive. It has not yet explained how the Achilles drive will be better than the tried and tested Sirius drive. We're unlikely to find out until the initiative concludes on the 4th of April. Meanwhile, the preparation work to destroy the third of the 8 Thargoid Titans, Titan Oya, is progressing well. With only 17 controlled systems, Oya is almost certain to be destroyed in the days following the 11th of April. The Anti-Zeno Initiative is planning to use its spire sights against the Titan and to hold a mass Thargoid tissue sampling event to severely shorten the life of the beleaguered alien mothership.
Princess Aisling Duval, one of the founding powers of Power Play and niece of the Emperor, has released a video showing how she plans to stamp her authority over the systems she controls in a more visually appealing way. In this early work-in-progress video, the prismatic princess shows how the systems she controls will demonstrate her dominion over them. While exploited systems may have occasional holograms displaying her imperial likeness, there are rumours that dissenters may also defile the walls with graffiti. Naturally, the princess's video does not show this. It gets more impressive in fortified systems, in which decorators have been employed to hang illuminated posters sporting her imperial princessness's spread-eagled eagle with a starry rainbow Power Play logo. These may still be a bit subtle, but we're informed that the vending machines in these stations will also be selling Princess Aisling plushies. Stations in Stronghold systems will feature Aisling's Power Play logo prominently as well, but will also feature her likeness on pretty much every available billboard and wall. It's unclear at this stage whether there'll be a gift shop selling Princess Aisling bobbleheads, blue wigs and inflatable likenesses, or if the largesse will be restricted to more ornate Princess Aisling plushies. The princess declined to show the interior of a contested starport at this stage. The Blue Rinse Princess showed her plans for carrier formations in Stronghold systems, which appear to consist of a fleet carrier and a number of supporting megaships, and her concept for an improved galaxy map in which the coloured clouds have been thinned considerably and in which you can actually see the star systems under the control of each power. Cubio is there, down at the bottom, if you look hard. Other Power Play leaders are expected to follow suit with this visual rebranding exercise, with brown Prime Minister Edmund Mahon plushies expected to be especially popular. Changes to the mechanism of Power Play have not yet been announced.
And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.